One of them joins us at the table here in downtown Amherst. He didn't need a GPS to know how to get here. Kenny Fritz, the head coach of the Amherst Steel Comets, has made his way up here. First-year head coach. And, Coach, I guess first officially, welcome to Lorain County. And great to have you here. I know you were an assistant with the Comets last year, but first time to have you here with us is the head coach. And just welcome to Lorain County.
I appreciate you guys having me. Looking forward to get started.
Coach, you came here last year. You were an assistant coach with the Amherst Comets. Before that, you were over at Medina Highland for 3 years with Coach Gibbons, over at Brunswick with Coach Beal. Talk about what you learned at Brunswick Highland and last year with Coach Pass that's going to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, everywhere you go, you always take a lot of things from it. You know, one of the things with Coach Beal you take is his organizational aspect of football. He does a great job organizing things and making sure a team stays together as a unit. Then you turn around and you go with Mike Gibbons and the Gibbons family is storied as a football coach in the state of Ohio. And, the intensity and the effort that they constantly coach with and that nonstop mentality that the Gibbons bring. And then you go with Coach Passarello and just his unique way of finding a way to bring kids up and doing the right things for a program. You pull everything from each and every coach, and you hope that you can take the best out of all those guys and form it into your own ideas and formulate the things that you want to do as a coach.
So this is your first year as a varsity head coach,
yeah.
Correct? So that transition, I mean, just talk to us a little bit about that. I mean, I got to imagine that's a pretty tough one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just like anything else in life. It's a challenge. But when you have a good supporting cast around you, which I do, they help you out along the way, and you know they can take care of what they can take care of and help you where they're helpful at, and then you find your way as time goes on, and you kind of get those experiences, and you learn really quick from the bad mistakes, and you learn from the good ones too. So it's a constant change, it's a constant battle, but it's exactly what we signed up for here, and I love it.
For you, is there a balancing act almost of maybe taking some stuff from Coach Passarello? Also, you want to put your own mark on the program.
Absolutely.
I'm sure, of course, as a head coach, talk to me a little bit about
that.
For
sure. You know, you want to take, like I said before, you want to take the positive from everybody you learn from. But also, too, with that being said, I have my own entity and my own thoughts on things and the way that I want to go about coaching. And one of them is being that high energy at all times. And it might be the benefit of being a younger guy coaching, but that constant energy with kids. And the biggest things we preach in Amherst here right now is we're going to stand for three things, and it's respect, effort, and purpose. And that's everything we do. I tell our kids that everything we do in this community, in the school, in the district, is we're going to be respectful, whether it's on the football field or off. And, when we do things, it's 100% effort, and there's no expectation or no acceptance of anything less. And when we do things, we do it with a purpose. We're not going to be there to accomplish something, and there's no point to be there.
Now, REP, is that the acronym for that? When did the T-shirts come out? When can I buy my REP T-shirt?
Once we were actually, Coach Edwards sitting over there, he's our defensive coordinator. We were talking about things, and what are we going to stand for as a program? Year in and year out, what do we want these kids to take away from us? And one of the biggest things is I preach, I want to develop young men before I develop great football players. I want kids to leave my football program in this community being ready to contribute. Putting football aside, it's, what are the three things that you can take in life and you can do no matter what you're doing and be a better person with it? You start thinking about it, you talk about when you play football, you represent your community, you represent your school, you do things like that. And so REP just kind of hit my head one day, and we started talking about it, respect, effort, purpose. And now it's something we live by in Amherst, and the kids know nothing less than that.
How much does it help the transition that these kids knew you last year? You know them, they know you. How much does that help when you're becoming a first-year head coach that you had a year? Now, you weren't the head coach, but you don't have to introduce yourself to all these kids.
Yeah, the kids certainly know my coaching style and the way I do things, so they definitely understand that aspect of it. But now they also have to see me from a different perspective now. It's not just assistant Coach Fritz, it's head coach, and there's a different way that I do things rather than doing it the way the old head coach did with Coach Pass.
Now, so as the assistant, right, like as someone who played high school sports, the assistant was always kind of like, oh, he's not going to yell, scream, holler at me like the head coach will. You're going to have to change that role now? Do you have to be a little more authoritative in that sense? How does that shake out?
Yes and no, because with the position group I was working with last year, those kids understood that my expectation of things. Now it's more so the whole team's got to understand
it.
So there was a little bit of a shell shock for them right away, just kind of understanding the way I do things and the way that I believe in things. And But they've done a great job just accepting me as a head coach and learning to trust me, and I trust them, and it's been a great relationship with these kids.
Reading through your comments to the Chronicle-Telegram in their preseason preview of your guys' team, you talked to them about, kids, you lost a great senior class, so the next kids up, not replacing those seniors that you lost, but rather reloading and kind of being their own individuals, making their own great team. Just your thoughts on that, and have the kids kind of stepped up this summer and proven to you, yeah, we can reload and be great.
I can't speak enough about these kids. They make my job a lot easier than it should be, because they do a great job in everything they do. And the biggest thing with these kids is I want them to know that, you know, the same with me with Coach Pass. Like, I'm not looking to replace Coach Pass. I'm looking to be my own head coach in this journey of this career. And with these kids, I want them to realize that, you know, at one point in time in life, you're going to take over a job. You're going to take something over, and you're not necessarily replacing that person, but now you're filling that role yourself. So I want these kids to realize that at the quarterback position, you're not replacing Tyler Brezina. You are your own quarterback. Now write your own story. Don't worry about what happened in the past. Focus on the future.
Again, we're joined by Kenny Fritz. He's the first-year head coach of the Amherst Steel Comets. We're live from the Brew Kettle. It's the 2021 Lorain County High School Football Coaches Show preview as we're getting set. The season starts next Friday night for the Comets. You're going to start with Valley Forge. And, Coach, I was wondering how important your team last year, 4-3, lost your playoff game in triple overtime in a great game. But how important are these early games for you guys before you get into the SWC? I'm not specifically asking how many wins or losses, but just in general, how important do you think it is to have some positive things happen in those first couple of weeks before you get into league play, obviously being in your first year there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think every week is equally important, no matter if you're in conference play or out of conference play, because these kids need to realize that you have to focus one week at a time. And, you know, right now we have Valley Forge. We don't look at week two. We focus on one week, and that's it. And having these kids worry about that, and then kind of seeing when you put the whole picture together and everything that we've worked on in the off season, in the summer, going into preseason, it pays off. And when you have the opportunity to play against another team and finally hit somebody with a different color jersey, and they can see that everything that we're doing is there and what we want to happen works, it's a great thing for these kids and a great reward for them to kind of see where that hard work takes.
What can Comet fans expect from you? Just give us your offensive and defensive maybe philosophies.
A whole team philosophy is relentless effort. We don't expect anything less. And talking about that article with the Chronicle is, I spoke of a dogfight mentality. That's how we have to believe, being who we are. And no matter what, you're going to get us a couple times. We're going to keep going. We're going to get you. And until that clock hits double, triple zero, we're not going to stop. And that's just going to be the way it goes. If we're up by 20, down by 20, it doesn't matter. This program, this school, this community is going to be known for that dogfight mentality, and we're not going to quit.
How are you looking so far in your scrimmages and in the early season practices?
I can't complain. Like I said, these kids work so hard. They do everything we ask them to do. We put them in adverse situations all the time, and the biggest thing I enjoy about it, whether it be the scrimmages, whether it be practices, they stick together and they do everything together. They don't like to be themselves. They're a big we before me, not me before we, and that's what it takes in this sport. There's a reason why there's 11 people on the field at one time, and when these kids realize that you do everything as one unit rather than one person is when success happens.
I'm sure I already know the answer to this question. It's probably I don't really care. But as far as the OHSAA changes and some of the schedule changes and the way some of that shook out this summer and heading into the fall, any significant thoughts on your end, Coach, about all that?
Well, like you said, we focus on what we can control. And at that point, if I start worrying about things I can't control, then I'm not doing my job.
Right.
So I focus on one week at a time. And if OSHA wants to make that choice of going to 16 teams, then we go to 16 teams. If they want to cut it back to 8, we go back to 8. And, our goal every time is to make sure we're playing in that week 11, week 12, week 13, and not just be done after 10 weeks.
Tell us about some of the young men. Tell us about some of your personnel. And I know you got some key guys coming back. Tell us about some of the guys that you're counting on this season.
One of the kids we definitely highlight is Torrey Weatherspoon. Torrey Weatherspoon's our running back. He's kind of the heart and soul of our offense right now. Can't say enough about the kid. Torrey is a unique individual. He is a hardworking kid, and he's got one of the brightest football IQs I've seen. Another kid we have is George Gotsis, being a wide receiver coming back from last year. And George is going to be a huge feature in our offense, and he's our defensive captain. He's our defensive safety. He's playing quarterback for the defense. I mean, he's calling everything there, and George plays fast. They play physical, and with those two kids there, we feel confident in everything we do.
Fantastic. Well, Coach, I know looking at our schedule here, we'll have you on stream two on the 17th. We'll be at Amherst for your game against Midview. And I don't know, Rob, I have a feeling the Comets might pop up in one of those week 9 or 10 matchups that we leave open at the end of the season. So either way, looking forward to some Comet football this year, and we'll be sure to have you on the airwaves of WEOL. So.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kenny. You, Coach. Best of luck. And whatever Casey Wolf tells you, if you just follow that, you'll be fine.
Thank you.